USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for a national enlistment program for doctors and nurses to handle an expected surge of even more coronavirus cases in New York and other places around the country where the virus cases are straining the existing healthcare systems. De Blasio said that the country should be on wartime footing to meet the coronavirus threat. He said, "We're fighting a war against an invisible enemy that is increasingly taking the lives of Americans." And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that they are not able to keep up with the amount of ventilators that they currently have to take care of coronavirus patients.
"We have about 6 days of ventilators in our stockpile. Person comes in and needs a ventilator, and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies. That's the blunt equation here."
This is USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The outbreak of the coronavirus has dealt huge shocks to the global economy with unprecedented spread. The pandemic will cost the global economy as much as $4.1 trillion, or nearly 5% of all economic activity, according to new estimates. A record-long streak of U.S. job growth ended suddenly in March after nearly a decade as employers slashed hundreds of thousands of jobs because of the viral outbreak that has all but shut down the U.S. economy. The unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. The job loss of 701,000 was reported by the government the worst since the depths of the Great Recession in 2009, and it's still just a small indication of what may be to come. For the April jobs report that will be released in early May, economists expect as many as 20 million job losses and an unemployment rate of over 15%, which would be the highest since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge ordered that Wisconsin officials withhold reporting any results from Tuesday's election until the extended absentee balloting is completed on April 13th. U.S. District Judge William Connolly granted a request from the Wisconsin Elections Commission following his order a day earlier for extended absentee voting. Governor Tony Evers and others have encouraged people to vote absentee, and more than 1 million people requested ballots. Wisconsin is the only state with an April primary that is still moving forward during the coronavirus.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
There ain't no sunshine in the music business today, as Bill Withers, who wrote and sang a string of soulful songs in the 70s that have stood the test of time, including Lean on Me, Lovely Day, and Ain't No Sunshine, has passed away due to heart complications at the age of 81. He joined the Navy at age 17 and spent 9 years in the service as an aircraft mechanic. After his discharge, he was moved to Los Angeles. He worked in an aircraft parts factory, bought a guitar at a pawn shop, and started recording demos of his tunes in hopes of landing a recording contract. His career took off when he was signed by Columbia Records. He was awarded Grammys as a songwriter for Ain't No Sunshine in 71 and Just the Two of Us in 1981. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 by Stevie Wonder. He is survived by his wife, Marsha, and children, Todd and Corey. Keep up with all your news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.